This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. In the TRAPPIST-1 system, seven Earth-sized worlds orbit a cool red dwarf some 40 light-years from home. Among them, three planets lie within the so-called habitable zone, where liquid water might exist. But recent observations from NASA's James Webb Space Telescope are rewriting the script. All three of the innermost planets, TRAPPIST-1, B, C, and D, now appear to be barren and airless, dashing hopes of discovering Earth twins in its nearby system. Once thought to be prime candidates for life, these planets have now shown no detectable sign of atmosphere, not even thin ones reminiscent of Mars. TRAPPIST-1b, closest to the star, is confirmed to be atmosphere-free. Its neighbor, TRAPPIST-1c, also reveals no thick envelope of gases. And now, even TRAPPIST-1d, perched on the edge of the habitable zone, seems to have nothing more than a bare rocky surface with no traces of water vapor, methane, or carbon dioxide. These findings suggest that these planets have struggled to hold on to their atmospheres under the intense stellar environment. Yet the story isn't over. While these three have been ruled out as Earth-like in the traditional sense, the outer members of the system, TRAPPIST-1, E, F, G, and possibly H, remain under investigation. Researchers remain hopeful that these distant worlds might still harbor atmospheres and perhaps even water, offering a second chance to find life-friendly conditions around this intriguing red dwarf. Catch up with us at darkmatternews.com. In a recent milestone for space exploration, scientists used the iconic Earthrise crater on the moon to calibrate a radar instrument aboard the European Space Agency's JUICE spacecraft, officially named Anders Earthrise in honor of the Apollo 8 photo. The crater provided an ideal testing ground for RIME, the Radar for Icy Moons Exploration. During a lunar flyby, JUICE shut down all other instruments to provide RIME 8 minutes to map the crater's terrain. The data helped engineers identify minor electronic interference, which they resolved with a software update, fine-tuning the radar's precision. Now fully calibrated, RIME is ready for its main mission, probing the icy crusts of Jupiter's moons in search of underground oceans and possibly life. This is Dark Matter News. A beautifully intricate Inca record-keeping device known as a quipu has been studied, and its origins may upend what historians thought about who held the power of the ancient system. The quipu in question, radiant in design with precise braiding and varying cord sizes, conjured the idea of elite craftsmanship until researchers looked closer. At its core lies a 104-centimeter long strand of human hair, folded, twisted, and woven into the main cord. Radiocarbon dating pins the knot system to roughly 1498, placing it squarely in the heart of the Inca Empire. But the true surprise came from chemical traces within that very hair. Isotopic analysis reveals a diet composed mainly of tubers and greens with scant meat, maize, or seafood. Such a diet aligns not with noble bureaucrats, but with commoners from the Andean highlands. In Inca tradition, embedding one's hair in a quipu suggested authorship, making it likely that the maker of this quipu was a commoner, yet skilled enough to weave a device often thought to be the province of an elite few. The findings cast doubt on long-standing assumptions. Perhaps literacy in the knotty record-keeping extended beyond privileged scribes to include common folk as well. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.